So, Mick, what are you fucking stupid? There's a fucking crowd out there.
Don't worry about it.
This is the Tom Likas Show.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Stop the music. Stop the music. Right now, I'm so fucking pissed. I can't do the open of this hour. I can't. I mean, I am seriously foaming at the mouth angry. And I hate to tell you, but I think I just had my last visit to McDonald's. And by the way, I've been going to McDonald's since 1965 when I was 9 years old. I'm done. And I'm going to tell you why. I mean, I'm so blown away by what just happened to McDonald's that I have to tell you specifically and honestly what happened. I'm shaking. I'm so pissed off. Pissed off. Yeah, we've had a lot of conversations on the show about McDonald's. Yesterday we had a conversation about McDonald's. And, you know, a lot of people saying they're swearing off McDonald's. A lot of people said they like McDonald's, whatever. But you know what it's like. I did the show and then it replayed. And so I was hearing the replay. And I'm saying to myself, that's what I want. I want a quarter pounder with cheese. That's what I want. Good for me, bad for me, profits up, profits down. In hearing the conversation about McDonald's, that's what I wanted. So I went into McDonald's here in Burbank. I had some work to do before the show. I had to do some production before the show, but I stopped in and grabbed something to eat before I came in because I haven't had time to eat all day. So I never use the drive-thru. That's a loser's game. Unless it's 11 o'clock at night. That's a loser's game. You're going to sit in that line for fucking ever. And then when you order something, they're going to ask you to pull forward so the next person can order. And you're sitting there like a fucking doofus. And I just won't do it. I walk in. In fact, I think I said this on the show yesterday. I park my car and I walk in. I said that about In-N-Out, too. Same thing. Not a fan of the drive-thru. Not a fan. All right, so it's the McDonald's right over here in Burbank. This is a 100% true story, and it literally happened 28 minutes ago. That's how fresh this story is. I've never had it out with McDonald's before. Never. But they seem a little jumpy and a little paranoid at McDonald's, in my opinion. I walk up to the counter. By the way, there was nobody in line. Maybe this is why they're getting a little paranoid. Don't know. Walk up to the counter and I ordered my, in fact, I ordered a double quarter pounder with cheese. And they took my order and they took my credit card. And they said I was number 221. And would I step aside? And I did. While I was stepped aside, I was checking my my Twitter account, which, by the way, I do maybe 200 times a day, because people are constantly sending out tweets with my name in them. And so sometimes they require a response. Sometimes I just want to know what people are saying. So I've got my smartphone. And I'm looking at it, and I am reading Twitter. Waiting for my double quarter pounder with cheese. Until a woman who looked like the manager, and I can't say for sure because it just had her name, okay? She looked like the manager. Maybe she's not even the manager. Who knows? So I'm standing around, and there's a couple other people standing around waiting for their order. And she says to me, rudely, you can't do that. I said, I can't do what? Here's what she said. Get this. You're going to be glad you tuned in to this episode of the Tom Likas Show, because it'll blow your mind. After the conversation we had about McDonald's on our previous show, it's very interesting what happened there. Okay? So she said, you can't do this. I said, you can't do what? And she said, you can't take a picture of the menu. That's forbidden. You can't do it. Now, picture it, okay? I've got my smartphone in front of me, and I'm holding it up to look at Twitter. And she is convinced, A, she's convinced I'm trying to take a picture of the menu, which never occurred to me. I know McDonald's food is 40% more expensive than it used to be, and I know it's high in calories, and I know McDonald's profits are down 30%. I just wanted a fucking hamburger. Yeah, taking a picture of the menu was not something I ever thought of doing, and why is McDonald's paranoid about people taking pictures of the menu? Is it because of the calorie count on all those items you see up there? Is it because the prices have increased dramatically and they don't want people seeing what the prices are? I don't know. So then I jumped ugly with her. I'm going to be honest with you. I jumped ugly with this woman. And I said, I'm looking at Twitter. And I turned the phone around and I showed her Twitter on my screen. I said, who do you think you are talking to me like that? I'm your customer. Oh, well, I'm very sorry, but, you know, we have a policy about taking pictures of the menu. Why in the world would I want to take a picture of your menu? But more importantly, why are you afraid that I'm going to take a picture of your fucking menu? So now I'm agitated. My burgers arrive, and I grab the bag, and I sit down. And there's that, how are we doing thing on the bag, you know, with an 800 number. So I called it, and I spoke to corporate headquarters. I gave them the number of the store here in Burbank. I gave them the name of the person. And here's one thing I did not get a straight answer on. I asked, but I didn't get a straight answer. That was probably because I was talking to somebody in a boiler room somewhere answering the phone who is not a spokesperson or whatever. I said, I want to know point blank. Is it against McDonald's policy to allow your customers to take a picture of your menu? Yes or no? She put me on what she called a brief hold, which was about 5 to 10 minutes. And then she came back and said, well, when we have corporate call you back, when we have the owners committee call you back, well, They'll talk to you about that. I said, I just want to know a simple question. Is it against your corporate policy, yes or no? Wouldn't answer the question. Would not answer the question. Now, again, remember, I'm not a food Nazi. I'm not with an activist group. I don't own a competing fast food joint. There was no reason for me to want a picture of the McDonald's menu. None. All the years I've gone to McDonald's, I've taken a picture of the menu once. And it was in Bordeaux, France. Because I wanted to remember all the items they had in Bordeaux, which is the original wine country. I wanted to know about the items they had on the menu. And because I can't speak or read French, and I can't pronounce any of these names, I needed to take a picture for posterity, which I did. And nobody stopped me, okay? That was the one time I ever had an interest in taking a photograph of a McDonald's menu. Now, understand, I am, go back, do the math, okay, 1965, I am a 49-year customer of McDonald's. And over the years, I've said many good things about the company and about the concept and about the business model. I mean, over and over. Okay? And all of a sudden, this woman just gets in my face about taking a picture, which I wasn't doing. And I was also told by corporate it would take at least 2 to 3 days for somebody to get back to me. All right, great. I'm going to speed that up a little bit. They're going to get back to me a little faster. Because here's what I want you to do. Everybody listening, whether you're listening to me live or on a replay or on a podcast, wherever you're listening, I want you to take a picture of the menu at your local McDonald's. And I want you to post it. I want you to post it. Maybe we come up with a creative hashtag for this. All right? Everybody. And that includes you, Dean J. D'Amelio. I want everybody to take a photograph of the menu at as many McDonald's as you can and post them online. I want thousands of menus. I want millions of menus. I don't even care if your friends listen to the show. Get your friends to do it too. I want everybody listening to take a picture of the McDonald's menu and post it on Twitter, post it on Facebook, send it to me, and I'll post them on our website. Thousands of pictures of the McDonald's menu. I'll bet we'll get an answer from corporate real soon. It's outrageous. What possible good reason would there be to treat a customer this way? You know what? When someone comes to my place of business, if they want to take pictures, they are free to do so because I want everybody to know how cool my business is and that we have a business and the name of our business. I want everybody to know about it. It's not like I'm taking a picture of your spreadsheets, your financial books, taking a picture of the register total at the end of the day. It's a fucking picture of the menu that's up there for the public to look at. I am fuming, man. Fuming, man. After I talked to corporate, I went back to this woman behind the counter, and I confronted her, and I said, this is not over. This is not over. And soon she's going to know why it's not over. And by the way, while we're at it, and this is an idea of the paranoia and what goes on in corporate America, folks, let me tell you. By the way, get started on those photos. If you're near McDonald's, pull in, take a picture of the menu, post it. Wherever you are, anywhere in the world, I want thousands of pictures of McDonald's menus. I want hundreds of thousands of pictures of McDonald's menus, as many as you'll send me. Just keep taking them and keep sending them. This is a fucking free country, goddammit. And you're going to have to give me a pretty good reason that people can't take a picture of the menu at McDonald's. I want to hear it. I want to hear the reason. What are you afraid of? That you sell shitty food at high prices and people are going to find out about it? I got news for you, folks. That's not a secret. Jesus Christ. I am definitely not loving it. Do you hear me? I'm not loving it. No me gusta. Okay, there you go. Outrageous stuff. I'm going to tell you another story like this that happened, although the woman was nice to me, and so I've never brought it up, but it's still, again, a corporate policy. And we've talked about big corporations, and here's another example of big corporations. So I'm at Albertsons. I'm at Albertsons near my home up north, okay? And when I went into Albertsons, I saw something that I thought was interesting. There was a sign that said that here were low-calorie treats. And sitting under the sign, on the table under that sign, there was a box of cupcakes. And I thought that was funny. And when I went to take a picture of it, the night manager at this particular Albertson says, you can't do that. You can't take a picture in here. You can't take a picture. And I'm like, why not? She didn't have an answer to that either. I mean, everybody's walking around with smartphones. And you want to know something? When I go to Costco, for example, I take pictures all the time. Why? Because I need to remember the model number of the thing I'm going to buy. I need to remember what the price was. Ever get charged the wrong amount when you get to the register? You know, you buy something for $299, you get to the register, and your receipt says $329, and you have to tell the cashier, hey, that was $299, and then they send somebody back to aisle 72 to go look it up. And it, I save myself the trouble when I'm at Costco. If I'm buying a big ticket item, I take a picture of the sign, which includes the model number, the name of the product, and the price. If it's food product, it has the size of the item, okay? And it's very helpful. Now, I know there are people who go into places like Best Buy and they take pictures of items and they take pictures of the model numbers and they go home to the internet and they make comparisons. They compare the price they found at Best Buy with the price they found on the internet, and many times they buy it on the internet. Well, you know what? Here's the solution. Lower your fucking prices. But to tell people they can't take photographs in the store, why not? You know, people are taking selfies everywhere. Then what if you happen to be at McDonald's and you want to take a selfie? What if you happen to be at Best Buy and you want to take a selfie and you want to post it? By the way, did anyone at McDonald's or Albertsons, did they ever think to themselves, you know what? There would be a benefit. Everybody wants to be in social networking today. Everybody wants mentions. They want hashtags. Wouldn't there be a benefit to say, shopping at Albertsons and a picture of me walking down the aisle at Albertsons? Wouldn't that have value? Nope. You can't take pictures at Albertsons. You can't. There's a sign, after the woman told me I couldn't take the photo of the cupcakes, I went and looked, there's a sign when you're walking in that tells you that you can't take pictures. But what am I going to do? I'm going to compare the price of a Big Mac? I'm going to take a picture of the menu and then I'm going to go find it cheaper on the internet? This is insanity. It's paranoia. It makes no sense. And as a result, I'm not going back. Period. I'm done. Dean, I'm done.
It's like we had a death of a friend today.
This is it. Imagine Ronald McDonald clutching his heart. Wouldn't be probably clutching his heart after eating McDonald's, but imagine him clutching his heart and lying there splayed out in the parking lot of McDonald's right opposite the donut shop there, the Cambodian donut shop. It's in the same shopping center there. There's Ronald McDonald, stabbed in the heart.
We lost a friend today.
I'm blown away. I am blown away. But we're going to settle this matter because we're going to help McDonald's get a little more social networking visibility. I want everybody listening, in case you're just tuning in, I was told I could. I was not taking a picture of the menu or anything. I was reading Twitter, and the woman behind the counter told me that I can't take pictures of the menu. Really? What the fuck are you worried about? So, in order to get a corporate response, they said I have to wait days for one. I probably won't know about this till next week. Well, let's force the issue. So I want you to go to your local McDonald's if you're out and about right now. Pull in, take out your smartphone, snap a picture of the menu, and then post it on our Twitter feed or on our Facebook page. And there you go. And we'll see what McDonald's thinks about that. Again, I'm not slandering anybody. I didn't mention the name of the person I had the confrontation with. And everything I said is 100% true. They may not like it, but it's true. All right. So I'd like to talk to you about this subject. It's not just McDonald's. It's any store. Albertsons, you can't take pictures. What? Everybody already knows you sell Foster Farms chicken for $1.89 a pound, which is double what I pay for it at Costco almost. You know, so how is taking a picture going to make that any worse or any better? All right, here's our phone number here, 901-3000-TOM. Come on, everybody, I want to start seeing those photos. Maybe you're on your way to McDonald's. Maybe you're next door to McDonald's. Maybe you're driving down the street and you see a McDonald's. Pull in. Make a purchase or don't. I'm not telling you whether to boycott me. I'm just telling you to go in, get a good, clear shot of a menu, and post it. Now let's find out. God bless America. We have freedom in this country. And I would like to know why they are telling people they can't take pictures of the menu. And here's a good way to find out. Everybody's going to take a picture of the menu. There's strength in numbers. So let's see what happens. 901-3000 Tom, that's our telephone number. You may know something about this policy. Maybe you work at an Albertsons, a McDonald's, Best Buy, wherever. Maybe you work somewhere where picture taking is forbidden. Maybe you're angry having heard this. Maybe you're absolutely surprised. Maybe you don't even believe it. Call me now, 901-3000 Tom. The number is 901-3000-866.
Serving the universe from an old laundromat in Burbank. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
You know I've been preaching for years about following your dreams and achieving success. The last thing you need is to get held back by a legal problem. Criminal, domestic violence, traffic violations, DUI, whatever. Don't use the public defender. Instead, call the law offices of Adam Sachs now for a free consultation at 800-340-7320. Stand up for yourself. Mount a real defense and get the charges dismissed or at least reduced. Use an experienced criminal law attorney that you can trust who has long supported our show. Adam has been in practice for 20 years. He never gives up, never runs from a fight. He knows the ins and outs of the courts, police procedures, and how to get things fixed. He'll even give you his cell phone number so he can always be reached. Already been convicted? Adam can have your record wiped clean, and you can start over with a fresh slate. Cases are done on a flat rate basis, not hourly. And he has affordable monthly payment plans. He even takes credit cards. Don't just plead guilty. Call this number, 800-340-7320. The law offices of Adam Sachs, 800-340-7320. It's time to man up.
New normal rock. Newer, faster, harder rock. 24-7. Listen now, or we'll pee on your rug. They pee on your fucking rug. Pee on my fucking rug. Find us at newnormalrock.com and ask like TuneIn. They peed on your fucking rug. No ballots, no broads, no bullshit.
You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Don't make us pee on your rug. New normal rock.
Attention readers. If you're a fan of thrillers like Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code, you won't want to miss this. It's The Simulacrum by Brad Seggy and Linda Yesick, a fast-paced conspiracy thriller that'll pull you in from the very first page. Follow the story of a duo that discovers a secret society of scientists who've been falsifying records, calling into question one of the most important scientific theories of mankind. Kirkus Reviews says The Simulacrum moves at a brisk pace with short chapters, snappy dialogue, and great chemistry between the two leads as they jet from one destination to another, one revelation to the next, one precarious bit of danger after the other. The Simulacrum, a quick-moving thriller with an intriguing scientific mystery. Available at Amazon for just $9.99 paperback and $3.99 on Kindle and Nook. That's spelled S-I-M-U-L-A-C-R-U-M. The Simulacrum. This thriller delivers. The Tom Likas Show. Several people suggested this hashtag. Not loving it. All right. Not loving it unless someone has a better idea. 901-3000 Tom, that's our telephone number. 901-3000-866. We're talking about an experience I just had at McDonald's. I was looking at my smartphone. I have one of those big-ass HTC One smartphones. And I was looking at Twitter while I was waiting for my hamburger. And a woman who looked like the manager came up to me and said, you can't do that. I said, you can't do what? She said, you can't take a picture of the menu. And I blew a gasket. I'll be the first to tell you, I blew a fucking gasket. I've already called corporate headquarters. I'm waiting for a response. All right? 901-3000, Tom, that is our telephone number. Let's say hi here to Jeff in Huntington Beach. Jeff, you're on the Tom Likas show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Jeff. By the way, the photos are already pouring in on Twitter. Pouring in.
Fantastic. I'm on the way right now. I'm going to go take a photo for you. I'll post it. And then I had a thought, though. What about the drive-through? Are they going to put a Nazi out in the parking lot telling you you can't take a photo from your car?
That's a good question. How are they going to monitor that?
I have no idea, but I'm going to go right now and get a photo inside for you.
Get as many as you can. Post them everywhere. And the hashtag is not loving it.
Definitely will do, Tom. Can you blow me up, please?
You bet I can. Here you go. Tom. That is our telephone number on the Tom Likas show. Here's Alex in Dallas on the Tom Likas show. Hello.
Hey, Tom. I actually have an answer for you. What the McDonald's and other businesses are afraid of now is they're afraid of the mystery shopper. And mystery shoppers are people who actually download apps and they get paid a couple of dollars here and there to actually walk into McDonald's to actually photograph the menu and photograph the cleanliness of the bathrooms and of the restaurant experience.
So do they, do they monitor use of cameras in the bathroom? Do they have cameras to monitor the camera?
No. So the people who pay for this, it's corporate who pays for the mystery shoppers. They'll actually use, they have like three names here. There's one called Ibotta, Gigwalk, Mobi. They'll actually go out and it's a crowdsourced mystery shopper. So McDonald's is actually going to hire these mystery shopper apps to go recruit people. And the gig is go photograph the menu to prove that you're there. Sometimes they'll actually have you photograph the menu to make sure that you're matching with corporate prices. So they're actually checking up on the stores. And they'll also have them rate the cleanliness.
But wait a minute.
Rate the bathrooms.
Let's go old school here for a second. Couldn't somebody write down that a Big Mac is $3.39 or that ranch BLT is $4.99? Couldn't you just write that down?
You could, but then they'd actually figure out that someone's writing down. What they really want is they want piles of crowdsourced people to show up with their phone. That's why the woman actually stopped you, because she saw you with your phone taking a picture.
But I wasn't taking a picture, by the way.
Right, no, she thought you were taking a picture. You're checking Twitter. But so this has actually happened to me at Starbucks. This has happened to me at a few other places. And I've actually double-checked it and actually have found out about the mystery shoppers. I've actually even done it
but
myself.
Here's the part I don't understand. McDonald's is afraid of competitors taking pictures of the menu?
No. This is McDonald's themselves are hiring the mystery shoppers to check up on the franchises. That's why the manager is panicking, because it's corporate themselves who's sending out the mystery shoppers to check up on all the stores and check up on all the on the cleanliness. And even check that they're actually not, like, gouging prices. They're doing this at all the major stores, too. They're doing
so
this.
So let me understand again. I want to get this specifically correct from you. So what you're saying is it's the franchise owners versus corporate.
Absolutely.
So they think I'm a spy on behalf of the McDonald's Corporation.
Absolutely.
Really?
This is actually what the new trend is. It's all crowdsourced. It's all anonymous data. So McDonald's gets back a pile of photographs, a pile of ratings on the businesses and the franchises themselves, and that's actually how they make decisions on, who to press their thumb on. So if you really, really want to get back at McDonald's, go become a mystery shopper and go rate that place. And tell them what you actually think. Because think of it as instead of it's anecdotal feedback like you and me on Twitter saying this is terrible, this doesn't look that great, They're now hiring very specific individuals to go out and crowdsource and get tens and hundreds of data points on each of the different franchises all across the country.
Wow. Yeah, very interesting, yeah. If it's true.
But you don't
work for McDonald's, do you? So
I don't, but let's say I'm in the mobile business.
Okay.
And I know that this is going on.
All right. Fascinating.
Hey, thanks a lot.
I can't wait to hear from their corporate headquarters. I can't wait.
They will probably not even admit it.
Really?
Even though they're using it. Download one of these apps. There's one called Mobi. And if you download Mobi, some of these jobs are McDonald's jobs.
Fascinating. Thank you for that.
You know what? For anyone out there, if you sign up, you get a couple of bucks for doing it. You get, like, gift cards and things. It's totally worth it. And you know what? That's when you're pressing, you're getting back in McDonald's. Thank you, Tom. Hope that helps. Can you blow me up?
I certainly can. Here you go. By the way, one of our listeners, you can't make this shit up. One of our listeners has just posted a picture of the McDonald's menu in Seoul, South Korea. Wow. All right, we're going to show you some photos. You're going to show you a lot of photos. You're going to be seeing them. Amazing shit. This is amazing shit. Imagine treating a customer that way. I'm done. That's my last time in, folks. My last time in. Period. Fucking amazing. I'm checking Twitter and the woman says, you can't do that. Do what? Take a picture of the menu. You can't do that. Oh, baby. You fuck with the wrong guy. You did. 901-3000 Tom, that is our telephone number. Evan in Ventura, you're on the Tom Likas show. Evan, hello.
What's going on, Tom?
Not much, Evan. What can I do for you?
I only go into McDonald's just for their french fries. I don't do their burgers or anything. And every time I order, like, a large fries, I pay about $2.73 or so. And every time I get the bag, I pull it out, and it's half full, and I take a picture. And they say, oh, you can't do that. Okay, well, I'll just go outside and do it then.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I can walk across this parking lot to Vaughn's, and I can get a 10-pound bag of potatoes for $1.99.
Oh, that's absolutely right.
Yeah, and I also work at a major corporate coffee chain just right across the way. And when we fill up our drinks, we fill them all the way to the top because obviously you can see what you're buying.
Right.
If I were to fill something halfway, people are throwing shit at me.
Wow. That's insane. By the way, somebody has made an interesting point on Twitter. Here's what they said. What would they do if you were wearing Google Glass?
Right. Right. I work with a guy at that major corporate coffee chain. His mom actually works at a call center. And you were right about the boiler room thing.
Yeah.
They're given a script. Each person is assigned a certain type of company. There'd be Carl's Jr., whether it be Starbucks, whether it be McDonald's, and the human is.
All right, I'm sorry we're losing you, but I thank you. It was a great call while it lasted. Thank you. 901-3000, Tom, that is our telephone number. Here is Mike in Basel, Switzerland, on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Tom, how are you doing?
Doing great. What can I do for you?
I am so happy you brought this up because corporate America or corporate wherever, anywhere, they have forgotten who keeps the lights on and who pays for the grease that goes in the door that swings open. And that's the guy that walks in, like you, that says, hey, I want to buy a burger today. And all you get is attitude. And for you to have it there in America, I've taken the photo of the McDonald's menu often. And because my accountant in the United States, I send it to him because he tracks the price of the Big Mac as some sort of metric for economic condition of the world.
Right.
So I sent it to him from Geneva and from... So I sent you from Austria, north of Geneva, Germany, France, and here in Switzerland.
I love it.
So you'll see the prices, too. You'll see the prices of the Royale, the Big Tasty, and the... I forget what the other one they call it. But they've got slightly different names. The Big Mac is on the menu here in Switzerland, but not in Austria.
Wow. Yeah, and I do know when I was in Argentina, they had the McRoyal, and the reason they told me, they didn't have quarter pounder with cheese, they had a McRoyal. The reason for that is because they use the metric system in Argentina. Nobody knows what a quarter pound is.
Yeah, there's nothing. I don't see quarter anything. There's on any of the menus. They'll use names referencing New Orleans and Chicago when they put extra things on it, like special spiced cheese or bacon or something like that. They'll call it a slightly different name, but you'll see that in the photos.
Unbelievable. Mike, I really appreciate that. I'll be looking forward to seeing that. And by the way, you should take a look at our Twitter feed because these are pouring in now. Pouring in.
Well, I also sent you a photo a little while ago from just up the hill where they are growing. The French are, it's grape picking season here. Well, a couple weeks started ago. And I sent you some photos of the hillside with Pinot Noir everywhere. And, anyway, just for you, Tom.
I can't wait.
So would you take me out extra old school?
Oh, extra old school. Yes, we can. We can. Here you go. Now, here is a suggestion from a listener on Facebook named Joe. Joe on our Facebook page says, take a video instead and catch the manager yelling at you to stop taking a picture. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm loving that. Tell you what. All right, we'll take a break here. We're going to come back. Now, if you're just joining us, I'm going to get you up to speed on what's been happening here. Just an hour ago, I walked into the McDonald's in Burbank, and I ordered a double quarter pounder with cheese. And I got my ticket, and then I moved over to the side, and I was waiting for the burger to be done. And while I was waiting, I checked my Twitter on my smartphone. So imagine me now, I've got my phone, and I'm holding it up to read Twitter. And a woman who looked like she might be the manager glares over at me and says, you can't do that. Can't do what? You can't take a picture of the menu. It's policy. What makes you think I'm taking a picture of the menu? And I showed her the screen. You could clearly see the sky blue color of Twitter. How dare you talk to me like that? I'm your customer. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But the whole world will know about it now. What do you think about that? 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number here. It's 901-3000-866.
Tom Likas, the Internet's most listened to call-in show. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Listeners are winning huge cash every week at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site, where it's like a new season every time you play. Hurry and get free entry into the Sunday Millions event this weekend, where $1 million in cash prizes is up for grabs. Head over to DraftKings.com right now, enter promo code TOM101, and play for free. DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter Tom101 for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino Show. Unfortunately, the feeling's not always mutual.
Not only won't I respond to your stupid fucking email, I hope you never listen to the show. You're unwelcome to listen to the show. If there was a way I could make it that when you downloaded the show, it would fucking blow up in your face, I would do it today.
Guts, glory, stupidity.
You prick.
The Gary and Dino Show.
Fuck you.
Go to GaryandDino.com.
Boys, I've been encouraging you for years. Using the services of a professional to help you navigate some of the more difficult times in life can be invaluable. It has been for me, and it's great to hear that so many of you have been taking back control with the help of our friend Paul Beatty at Sydney Counselors. Paul has years of experience helping guys who suffer from severe crisis, suicidal tendencies, and more. He studied a range of approaches and could tailor sessions based on what works for you. Now, this is one-on-one counseling designed to address issues head-on and help you get back on track. Paul's focus is to help men find their own way through many common issues, alcohol and other addictions, depression, self-esteem, coping with crisis, and managing anxiety and stress, even getting over relationships. Now, if you're in Sydney, you can meet for face-to-face counseling at Paul's office in North Sydney. Or, if you're anywhere else in the world, you can meet with Paul via Skype or phone from the comfort of your own home. Visit Sydney Counselors at supportforguys.com. Go there now, supportforguys.com, and take back control today. It's the Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. Oh, my God. Twitter is just blowing up the pictures of McDonald's menu. I love this. I don't love McDonald's now, but I love this. All right. It's 901-3000. Tom, I should remind you that if you're listening live, Be Funny is 1 week from tomorrow. That is Thursday, October 30th at 8 p.m. We have got contestants galore. We have got judges who you might or might not recognize, but I think you will. And there's going to be a $500 cash prize to the Be Funny caller who goes on stage and makes everybody laugh the hardest. Who's the funniest? We could, on the world's most famous stage for comedy, we could find the next comedy superstar. All right? Now, all you have to do, get your tickets and be there. It's BeFunnyLive.com to get tickets. You can't get them at the Laugh Factory. You can't get them at Ticketmaster. You can't get them at Gold Star. You can't get them on StubHub. There's no scalping. There's no brokering. There's one and only one way to get these tickets. That is at BeFunnyLive.com. Got that? BeFunnyLive.com. All right, I'm calling in our resident legal expert now, Mr. Adam Sachs. And I'm going to, I don't know if he's listening to the show, I don't know if he knows what happened to me, but I'm going to pose this question. Adam, did you hear what's going on? You're probably working on a big case.
Yes,
but
yes,
you
of
did.
Course.
You did hear
it. I hear it in my sleep, Tom.
I understand. All right, now.
What's going on? Well, why are you starting trouble again? What's going on?
You know
can't behave in McDonald's.
You know why I'm starting trouble here. You know why I'm starting trouble.
Right,
I didn't even know. Adam, I have no interest in taking pictures of menus at restaurants. None. I've been going to fast food places since I was an infant. I started at Howard Johnson's with the clam strips, okay? I mean, I've been going forever. And never,
I remember that place.
Never, ever did I want to take a picture of a menu. Never, okay? I did it one time in Bordeaux, France. I was at McDonald's, and I took a picture because it's in French, and they have all these items on the menu they don't have here, and I wanted to remember it when I got back. Hey, look at McDonald's. It was nothing but good for McDonald's. Did you know there's a McDonald's in Bordeaux? There is. And it has this completely different menu. At least the words on the menu were completely different from here, and they had items on the menu you don't have here. Found it fascinating. And nobody jumped.
You
nobody
ordered Royale with cheese.
Probably. Nobody left over the counter to stop me. Pull the phone out of my hand. Nothing. Okay. So I had this run-in with this woman who looked like the manager of this McDonald's in Burbank, And she told me, even though I was looking at Twitter, I was not taking a picture. It never even dawned on me that that would be an interesting thing to do in Burbank at McDonald's. She told me I could not take a picture of the menu. Now, here's my question for you. What if I did?
Okay, you got to remember, Tom, you're on private property, right?
Right.
But they're, you know, but you're invited in, okay? That's called being an invitee, okay?
Right.
That's like going to the mall. You're invited into the mall, so you're walking on another person's property, but that's okay because they want you to. They're inviting you. The doors are open, right?
Right.
But they are allowed to make certain rules. You've seen that they put stuff like they don't want guns, for example. And so even if you are, you know, in a public place, they have the right to tell you, even if it's legal for you to carry a gun because you have a permit or it's allowed in your state, you still can't just, you know, do whatever you want on someone else's property. And I was in Whole Foods, I think, and I took a picture of something or another.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they came at me from three different directions to tell me not to do it.
But you already did it.
Well, right. I was thinking of that movie. Remember Super Size Me?
Yes.
With that guy. Didn't he have the camera in the McDonald's? Remember?
I don't know how they could have made that movie without a camera.
They had permission or something. You know, there's been a lot of stuff in my profession, of course, about taking pictures inside courthouses. There's, you know, whether a trial can be shown on TV, right?
Right.
We had the experience of the OJ trial, which was 24/7, right, gavel to gavel.
Right.
But that was special. That was like special approval. And I used to live in Virginia, and you remember they showed that the Bobbitt who cut off the husband's penis, right?
Right.
That was on TV. That wasn't actually unusual. Most Virginia cases weren't like that. That was like an experiment they were doing. But that was also gavel to gavel. But, you know, broadly speaking, when you're in public, it's the reason that paparazzi can do what they do. Because if a celebrity is in public, they take a picture of them, then they don't need permission. They don't have to have their signing off of their rights or whatever. That picture is something that belongs to the person who took it.
So if I had let me ask you a question then. If they had a policy against taking pictures of the menu at McDonald's, and I stood, like paparazzi do, I stood across the street with a telephoto lens and took a picture of the menu, would that be okay?
You know, remember, you're not supposed to break an expectation of privacy, like when they took pictures of Jennifer Aniston naked, but she was in her backyard or something
right,
like that.
Right.
Remember I said on the show yesterday, I said that if you're with a prostitute, you should set up a tripod. And then if the police burst in, you say you were making a porno, you know?
Right.
What we should do is you and I should go to the McDonald's and I'll take the pictures of the menu and stuff. And if they make trouble, I'll say I was taking pictures of that celebrity, Tom Likas.
There you go.
You know, I'll be the paparazzi.
There you go. Now, here's another thing that a listener brought this up. What's to stop somebody at the drive-thru from taking a picture of the menu?
It's obviously, you know, that they consider this all part of their, right, proprietary system, you know? You'll remember back in the New York days, Tom, I went to the UN, and I was in the Security Council, which is like the main, you know, thing with all the countries and there's wars and
right.
stuff. And I whipped out my camera and took a couple of pictures, and they got crazy. They took the camera away from me.
But it's the United Nations, Adam. There are security concerns. When I was on the subway in Rome, Rome, Italy.
There you go.
It was only a couple of years after 9/11.
Yeah.
And so people were afraid that the subways were going to be bombed and that people were taking me. Look, that part I understand. Security reasons. Legitimate security concerns, got it, okay? And I understand. This is not security we're talking about. This is not North Korea negotiating nuclear weapons with South Korea. This is a hamburger place, and people might want to remember what's on the one possible reason someone might want to take a picture of the menu, ever have a wife or a girlfriend, and you say, what do you want? And they say, I can't
decide.
Maybe you want to take a picture of the menu, bring it outside, and say, "All right, here's the menu. What do you want?"
You said yesterday, you know, McDonald's is in the final stages, right there. Isn't their stock down 20% or whatever?
No, not their stock. Their profits. don't know how sales are doing. Not necessarily, because you could raise prices 40% and have profits down 30%. You could do that. So you might have more dollars, but less profit. You could spend more money on materials. You could stop using pink slime in your hamburgers, and then it costs you more to make a hamburger, so maybe you're selling more, but it's costing you more to sell them. Anything's possible. Bottom line is, the number that we talked about on the show was profits. In the third quarter, McDonald's profits were down 30%, and Coca-Cola down 14%. That's what we talked about.
I would say, broadly speaking, legally speaking, you were within your rights. Okay? Mm-hmm. I don't know if they have a posting. They might have a sign somewhere that says you're not supposed to take pictures.
I've only seen that at Albertsons. I saw it at Albertsons. Right. I've never seen it at McDonald's.
Military reservations have stuff like that.
Right.
And, like, there's certain federal buildings that say don't take pictures.
Again, I'm looking at the United Nations, the White House, the U.S. Capitol as one thing. And I'm looking
security.
At... It's security. You could make a security argument. In Canada, as we're speaking,
it happened
today.
Look what happened in Canada today.
Right.
Come on.
Exactly. Again, you can make a case. I don't think ISIS is going to be marching into the Burbank McDonald's anytime soon. And that my photo of the menu is going to facilitate that, okay?
They are looking at it from a different point of view. They're protecting their business and their proprietary business interests, right?
Let me ask you another question. Can I pick up the phone and call people and say, Big Mac, $3.39. Quarter pounder with cheese, $2.99. Can I do that?
We got rules about those robot calls.
How far does this go?
Now, I think basically you're okay. There was no posting. You're in what you thought was a public place. You took some pictures. And once the management asked you to refrain from doing it, then you have to stop. And if you continue, then they can get you to leave. Right?
Fine. I've already got what I want. It's like I say about chicks. I already got what I wanted. So what? I'll leave.
We're not boycotting, right?
No. In fact, I'm telling people, go in and take a picture of the menu.
You know, it's not the best food in the world, Tom. Seriously.
Well, I don't think that these photos are going to be evidence to prove things we don't already know.
Well, I have to tell you, seriously, when you look at the alternatives, and you have In-N-Out, and you have Chick-fil-A. I mean, come on, McDonald's is gone.
Right. But in Burbank, near the studio, you've been here. I don't see Chick-fil-A or In-N-Out in the immediate vicinity. But there is a McDonald's.
Mute a little.
Yeah. I had 20 minutes, and I had to record a spot before I did the show. So I had no choice.
There's in Westwood, next to UCLA, there was a Burger King that now became a Chick-fil-A. So I think that's the future.
Well, that's great. And if I'm ever in Westwood, that's going to be very nice. But I work in Burbank, and I live in Hollywood. And I really had no choice. And so
what I'm saying is I think you're going to drive to the McDonald's in Burbank, and it's going to be a Chick-fil-A. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, who knows? That could happen. Look, a lot of these franchise stores, not just McDonald's, a lot of them, either appear to be in trouble or they've been closing. Several locations of Home Depot have closed. Staples have closed.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, there's a lot of that out there.
I saw a couple of places where Staples and Office Depot got smaller. There was one on Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks, which was huge, and they cut it into about a quarter of what it used to be, and then the other three quarters are now a pet store.
Wow. So
there you go. Economies of scale.
All right.
If you don't provide what the consumer wants, the consumer will abandon you.
That's right. Which is what I've said to every ex-wife I ever had.
Well, there you go.
You don't satisfy the customer, I'm going to find it somewhere else.
What do you mean you don't want to do it in the morning? Are you fucking kidding?
I got some errands I got to do tomorrow morning. Sorry.
As far as the rest, seriously, I mean, I don't know what you want the pictures for. I don't know who you're going to show them to, but feel free to take them. I think the law is on your side. But if you're asked by the owner or the proprietor to stop and they ask you to leave the premises, they have the right probably to do that anyway.
Right.
You've always seen those signs in stores where they say, we have the right to refuse service to anyone or whatever.
Yes.
Well, as long as they're not doing it on some racial basis or they're not, you know, not refusing to serve you for some wrongful reason, just because you're being a pain in the ass.
Am I required to delete the photo if I've already taken it? Are they allowed to take my phone? I mean, who knows what's going to happen to people who take pictures?
I can tell you, at the UN, they took the camera away from me.
The UN is the UN. This is a hamburger joint.
All right, well, maybe they just sort of give you a little...
I dare the manager of any fast food place to grab my smartphone out of my hand. You know, it's like Dean's it's like Dean's gun. You're going to pry it out of my cold, dead hand. That's where you're going. You are not going to ever get my smartphone. Forget it.
All right. Well, especially if you and Dean and me are in the McDonald's with you, of course, you know.
Well, that won't happen because I'm done going to McDonald's as of today.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I didn't hear that part. I
said that at the beginning of the show. I'm done.
All right.
Dean, I'm done. That's right.
Wait a second now, Tom. You're on the record here? This is for real?
I'm on the record. I'm done.
No more McDonald's.
By the way, especially in Southern California, there's 80 billion fast food places, and about 79 billion of them are better than McDonald's.
So what if I bring you a McDonald's burger, like, you know, when I bring food over?
Don't do it, because I won't eat it.
Oh, my God. You really mean business.
I do. I'm done.
And how could they fix this? How could they get you to come back?
I'm not sure they can. It wasn't just the policy. It was the rudeness of the woman who spoke to me and the way she spoke to me.
Well, did you say to her, look, I'm not doing anything. What's wrong or whatever?
I did. I also said, I'm your customer. How dare you talk to me that way?
Wow. And did you tell her it's for your handicapped wife that you needed to take a picture of the menu and all that?
No, because I wasn't even taking any pictures.
I thought you took a picture of the menu.
No. See, you haven't heard what's going on here. I walked in and I ordered a burger, and while I was waiting for the burger to be made, I was looking at the screen of my smartphone checking Twitter.
Right, but it looked like you were taking a picture.
I don't care what it looked like. How about, here's how you might handle a situation like this if you have a policy like that. How about you say, sir, are you taking a picture? How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
But you automatically say no.
She jumped ugly with me, Adam.
All right.
She was rude, right. And it's not acceptable, and I'm not going to tolerate it.
All right, so what we'll do is tomorrow we'll go back, I'll go with you, and we'll serve her with a subpoena, okay?
What?
And we'll do it on the show. We'll do it live.
What are the grounds for the subpoena? How are we going to do this?
Well, obviously, you're traumatized. And,
she
was abusive, and she harassed you.
I was publicly humiliated.
Humiliated. Now, you can't sleep. You can't eat. Your favorite food has been taken from you.
Right.
You're a McDonald's stockholder.
See, folks,
this is going to really be a big deal now.
This is why you need a good attorney. Right here.
Hammer time.
Thank you.
All right. Adam?
We're going to have to go on to stockholder relations, that this is not the kind of company that you expected to have ownership of, right?
Yes.
This manager needs sensitivity training, obviously.
You know what? I think you're right.
She needs to watch one of those videos.
She does. She should have to sit in the conference room and watch a video. Exactly.
And I have a feeling also, Tom, that she was insensitive to you for other reasons.
Could be. She's a different ethnicity from me. Maybe it was discrimination.
Can you believe that?
Maybe she's a racist. I don't know.
It's like reverse racism, right? Maybe. And by the way, Tom, you're a little overweight. Maybe she, you know, gets some fat issues, fatism or whatever they call it.
Could be. You would think I'd be their best customer. They'd want to treat me with respect.
No. Maybe she kind of turned that against you somehow.
Interesting.
Wait a minute. I just thought of something.
Yeah.
Maybe she thought she heard your name, and she realized your grandfather was Jewish, right?
Maybe.
Anti-Semitism.
Right.
Holy wow. Wow. This keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Well, we're going to have a teleconference and talk about this.
Okay. All right. This will be our big chance to do like a live external remote or whatever. We'll bring the brick or whatever.
I like it.
Okay.
As they say at McDonald's, I'm loving it.
I'm loving it. So this will be, we'll do like our little, you know, Burbank thing. We'll go undercover.
I'm loving it even more. All right, Adam, I got to take a break here for News for Guys, but thank you. That's our resident legal expert, Adam Sachs.
Hammer time.
And you go to the expert when you have a question. That's what you do. All right. Unbelievable. What can I say? I'm going to go to the other room now to calm down.
So, how do you like our
little internet project?
Now,
901-3000-TOM.
This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Dino.
Dean, I'm done.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the coolest now fully digital magazine devoted to beer.
Beer Magazine. Loving it.
Gloria Allred is at it again.
Yep, she's on fire.
This time, a mother of 13-year-old girls claiming that employees at Universal Studios Hollywood for that Halloween Horrors night called her the daughters sluts and hookers and whores. Ooh. Sluts, hookers, whores.
And hoes.
How about that?
But she's, Gloria's not going to stop there, because she had to have a big press conference about this.
Sure, she had a big conference today. We haven't heard exactly what she said.
Yeah.
It's happening just before the show was to take place. She likes to put out press releases before she has these conferences.
I wonder if Gloria's had dressed up for the occasion, since it is a Halloween.
Like a Wicked
theme.
Witch?
Yes.
Like a hot one? Old hot one with a pantsuit
she
on?
She can pull it off, dude. I'll tell you what. I'm telling you. And she shows up to the table with cashola.
Mm-hmm.
And she's holding to... She looks good for her age, man. Come on.
Yeah.
I'd like to sign up.
By the way, I guess this is sort of the trend now. A woman and her 17-year-old daughter out of Montgomery, Indiana, also suing because they were verbally harassed by two workers dressed as clowns holding sex toys in one of these haunted houses. They were coming at them with dildos.
What the hell do dildos have to do with Halloween? But in the mugshot, you could see where the guy's makeup was. They couldn't quite get it all off.
Yes.
Yeah, this poor guy had to get railroaded. He'd go right down to the courthouse. They had taken up the pictures, and look at him. He's got paint all over his face.
One employee, Robert Keller, used a sex toy to poke the 17-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And another simulated a sex act with the toy while Keller made repeated lewd and offensive remarks.
I don't get the whole...
It was just insanity in there.
Yeah.
Imagine the daughter comes out with the mother. What the fuck just happened? Went into a haunted house. The guys were attacking us with dildos.
I mean, it is terrorizing.
Oh, no doubt. Gives me a couple ideas.
Me too. I'll tell you, I feel bad anybody chasing me around with a dildo.
Right?
Well,
I think there's so many other options you could go with. Who signed off on the dildo thing?
I think because they were let go immediately, I think that this definitely wasn't part of the haunted house. Although the general manager of the haunted house didn't return calls.
Okay. Of course not.
People wanted to know.
He's laying low.
He deferred calls to his attorney.
Blake Griffin has been accused of bitch-slapping a 39-year-old man at a nightclub in Vegas.
Yay.
Dude was being annoying with his cell phone. And Blake apparently... You can't take somebody else's cell phone. You know, you just
can't do it. By the way, there's that, too, is very specific, especially in a 911 situation. You are adding bigger problems. You just can't stop somebody from using their cell phone. Except if you're in McDonald's and trying to take a picture of the menu. Then...
Yeah.
He could take it.
Dude was trying to take pictures of the crowd. Blake, apparently annoyed by the flash, tried to grab the phone. Dude did not let it go because of his ID and his credit card apparently being attached to the phone. So Blake grabbed his neck and began to squeeze while demanding that he give up his phone.
Or else. You can't do that.
Dude.
Here's a situation. I was at that very same club in Vegas, and I was at a table next to Charles Barkley, who was there with a bunch of other people. And you could see that Charles was irritated after a while that people were just coming up and
snapping away.
Right. And so I can understand it. But that Charles
he
held
should
his
hire that McDonald's manager to just follow him around and tell people you can't do that.
Get out. But Charles,
I'm sorry, sir, you can't do that.
He took it, And he took it and everything, you know. Basically, he was very calm. I think Blake should have done the same. But you can't squeeze somebody's head.
No,
dude
wasn't even
like
taking pictures of Blake. He was just taking pictures of the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, a big alert for you. If you ever wanted to see what Courtney Stodden's big fake titties look like with, like, you know, just out there, this is the picture for you.
Yeah, finally, she is getting ever so close.
What is going on? She posted this picture. She's fully naked. She's got her hands over her
nipple. But she's so good, dude.
She's insane.
I'm sorry.
She's insane.
She's so good.
It's plenty more at newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
There you go.
Be sure to check out our podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find it. Brand new show every single Friday. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Okay, boys. Let's talk about Step-Ups. That's Step-Ups top quality insoles. Now, as you know, chicks bring so many deceiving tactics to the game, it's ridiculous. Fake knockers, nails, eyelashes, hair color. How about high heels? Women are never the height they appear to be. Well, now it's your turn to even the playing field, and that's where Step-Ups come in. With Step-Ups, anyone, even you, can be 2 inches taller instantly. Thanks to revolutionary technology, step-ups fit perfectly inside your shoe, and no one will ever know they're there. And while wearing step-ups, you can do anything you normally do. Get them now for the ridiculously low price of $21.95, and not only that, for a limited time only, enter coupon code TOM101 and get free lifetime replacement on your step-ups. Did you hear that? Lifetime replacement for Tom Likas Show listeners only. Plus, they'll throw in a free upgrade to priority shipping. Go to step-ups.com for a unique, ultra-comfortable walking on air experience. Life is short. You don't have to be. Get step-ups today.
This is the new normal.